When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Primetime on Football Friday, 1080 The Fan.
Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game. Played nowhere else on earth, it is a rare game. The man who play it make it so.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, follow 1080 The Fan, and enable push notifications to get the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more.
That's going to make the difference between winning and losing.
On 1080 The Fan.
No Isaac, no Souk. Short show. We've got Indiana Notre Dame coming up right here on The Fan. It will be fun regardless of the results because this game is to advance. Let's go. Winner gets to play Georgia. How's that for a prize? Carson Beck's elbow stays hurt. That's not going to be that bad. But for a chance to go and win, Ryan Buckley, one of the things that people often tell me when I mention that I work for 1080 The Fan that I get to do shows with Ryan Buckley, they're like, I love that guy. He's such a delightful degenerate.
Is that what they say?
Yeah. Nice. He's such a delightful degenerate.
Yeah.
Have you made your bets on all of these games, or do you have your picks in? Are they submitted? Have you already announced them all?
I've not announced anything, but...
Now's the time to do it, brother.
That's
there is no more airwaves until the games are played.
That's right.
So I
did spend a little time this morning placing a couple wagers.
Okay.
I like Notre Dame tonight. I like Notre Dame to cover.
Okay.
So I think they win. I actually got 6.5 on that, so I just like them to win by a touchdown.
Okay.
Big picture.
6.5. Ooh.
Yeah.
All right.
I know.
It's going to be low scoring. What's the over-under on this one?
50.5.
50.5. You touch that at all? I think that
So here's the thing, and I'm not touching that one. I was listening to a podcast. There's a term in some gambling circles that people refer to as snowvers, and those are when snow is present, the public automatically thinks under.
Sure.
But there's more data to suggest that wind and rain are detrimental to scoring
more
than,
so than snow.
And that really, this where the snow has the biggest impact is on the footing of defenders who are trying to react. So you end up actually getting some kind of track meet action when two offenses are dialed in. So I'm not thinking that this game is going to be that anyways, just based on these two teams and their styles of play, but not always the case that snow equals under. Go with the snover.
The snover. Are you betting the snover?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm just betting the Irish.
Like the idea of it. All right, the Irish at 6.5.
A couple other things that I dabbled on. There was I thought this was a fun one. You can bet on which quarterback will have the most yards in the college football playoff.
In the entire tournament. So a win obviously gives you that, and this is...
And the teams with buys, potentially one less game if they make the championship to work
with.
Sure, so
is this all yards from scrimmage?
Yeah, correct. Okay. So I'll give you the odds. Who do you think the number one odds to have the most yards in college football playoffs?
Boy, I'm trying to think of dual threat quarterbacks.
Sorry. This is just passing yards. You said...
Oh, yeah.
You said yards from scrimmage. No, this is just passing yards.
Just passing yards. I mean, is it Will Howard?
He is second. It's Quinn Ewers. Plus 140 for Ewers, plus 325 for Howard.
Yeah.
Drew Allers plus 525, and then you get Gabriel at plus 675.
Okay, yeah, because Quinn Ewers is interesting because he's getting a lot of doubters out there. And,
right.
Yeah, so that's...
And of course, being the 5 seed, they're the best team with an extra game
to
play.
Sure, and and they play the 12 seed, and they have the easiest path with Arizona State afterwards.
I think the Ducks are going to make the championship, so I sprinkled Gabriel on there because I thought the value
was good. Give me the numbers one more time.
So it's Quinn Ewers plus 140.
Okay, yeah, don't touch that.
Will Howard plus 325. Okay. That's like...
a little better, but yeah.
But, of course, he's got to get through Oregon. Otherwise, you don't get enough.
Yep, absolutely.
Drew Aller plus 525, I think, is interesting.
So, yeah, that's the one that, because, I mean, you go SMU, Boise State. So, if you're looking at where the path is likely, yeah, I can see that. But the trouble with that is if you have a team that you feel like is better, you're not going to be throwing the ball a lot. So, where are the shootouts going to exist in the first round?
Good question.
Is interesting. And if, I mean, what kind of action can you get on Cade Klubnik?
So Klubnik is 18-1.
Okay.
So if you like Clemson to make a run, then...
Well, but even if... So I guess my thing is, if Clemson makes a run, how do they do it?
Right.
And that would be the big question on there, is they're more likely to be playing in a shootout against Texas.
Right.
And if they're going to win, I would expect it to be a little bit more of a shootout. I don't think that'll be a ground-and-pound game. It's going to have the nicest weather for the first one, even though... The Snover's a real thing, apparently. So that one might be interesting to me. I can see a little bit of that going that way. And 18-1, what do you have to put out there? Not much to get a big return.
No. Then, like, if you like... The other one that's, I think, interesting is the Notre Dame quarterback. I think I like their path. So just by virtue of potentially playing 4 games. But Riley Leonard's 25-1.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I mean, I don't necessarily think that he's the best quarterback or the best passer here, but just based on potential opportunity, it's another interesting number.
Yeah, well, and Kevin Jennings, the reason I was asking about, because he's your dual threat. I think he's your biggest dual threat is the SMU quarterback, Kevin Jennings. But them making a run is going to be difficult, too. So either way, that's a fun bet. So you've got
I sprinkled Gabriel there at plus 675. I thought was a good one.
I think so.
Value-wise, at least.
All right. Do you have any other action for round one on the games?
Yeah, so I teased some of the games because I wanted to get the lines a little better. So I've got a teaser that includes Notre Dame and Penn State. So it's a 6-point teaser, brings Notre Dame down to, they have to just win by one, and Penn State has to win by less than a field goal.
Okay. Okay. What kind of action can you get if you just take all the favorites? That seems to be the consensus.
If you take all the favorites to win, you can get 2-1 odds. So so if you get all 4 games, all 4 favorites win outright without even having to cover the spread, you can get 2-1 odds.
Yeah, okay. And then covering the spreads, you're going to get a lot more return. But then what are the spreads on the games?
So, you got the one tonight, what got down to 6.5 is now back at 7.
Okay.
Then the first one tomorrow, Penn State's favored by 8.5 against SMU.
Okay.
Then you have the 1 o'clock game in Austin, Texas, is favored by a dozen against Clemson.
That's a big number.
That's a big number.
Yeah, especially for they don't need to try to run away with this game. I mean,
right. Yeah, okay. And that's just it. The other people have said that part of the reason we may not have seen very much Arch Manning recently, despite some struggles from Quinn Ewers, is that Sark is kind of waiting till they really need him.
Yeah.
To give a bunch of other teams, you know, that.
Yeah,
look.
You don't want a bunch of tape.
And so if
they're trying to Tua. Arch?
Maybe, but if they're playing with a lead in that game, there's a chance that they don't really open it up.
It makes sense.
And they've got a good stout defense.
Great defense.
Yeah.
What, they allow 10 points per game?
Yeah, and I think they have the best passing defense in the country. They're like,
They're
like 18 picks to 4 passing touchdowns allowed or something. It's crazy.
Let's go. And then Tennessee, Ohio State?
The Buckeyes favored by a touchdown.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of points. Like, if you were to parlay that whole thing.
I kind of like the idea of teasing Clemson and Tennessee. So just adding points to their total, you can get like Tennessee plus 14 and Clemson plus 21-ish, somewhere around there.
Make it easy. Look at you and your teases. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
exotic.
If you didn't write all that down, I'm sure that you can find the hotline to call Buck, and he'll give you all of his best
1-800-GAMBLER.
Nice work. All right. Well, we'll take one detour away from college football playoff because this is a very fun NFL weekend. There is a lot of chances to settle things up, but I want to get your perspective on the rest of the year because I don't think you and I will do a show before we get to the playoffs. So I want you to tell me who's in, who's out, and the way you things going. So we'll let Buck give everybody some insight into the future of the NFL. We do it next primetime. Luke and Buck on 1080 The Fan.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This song might ruin my entire Christmas. Is this a parody? This can't really be.
I think it's AI.
There's no way. Okay, AI doing Creed, Rudolph the Run. Boy, that's terrible. Kind of sounds like it. That is absolutely hysterical. So Ryan Buckley brought something to my attention in the break. I know that we said we'd talk the NFL here. We don't have a ton of time left. So going through the entire playoff picture, it's a very short show today. We want to get ready for Indiana and Notre Dame. And you know what? We've talked about it all week. I think we'll let the game speak for itself. But what Buck brought up, something that's very disappointing. Notre Dame, some of the great uniforms in college football. Indiana, even though they're not a traditional power, just with the all red and white, the single color. Notre Dame's going to have a whiteout tomorrow. SMU with the old Pony Express. These are all fairly iconic. Ohio State, I don't know why they mess with their uniforms, but they have decided to do a scarlet out tomorrow. And they're going to wear their red pants and red jerseys, and they're going to look dumb. I mean, Ohio State has one of the great uniforms with their silver pants, silver helmets, red shirts. But apparently Ryan Day is trying to get fired, so he's going to upset all the boosters by wearing the wrong uniforms. And then he blamed it on his players. Said he checked with some of the captains, which, I'm sorry, but if you're checking with someone, that means it was your idea. And you're just going, hey, is this okay? Can we do this? And the players thought it would bring a little bit more excitement to the game, which I can't figure out how that would be it. The excitement isn't the uniforms. It's the game. The reasons that Oregon's uniforms took off, which we can talk about Oregon's uniforms for this season maybe another time. But the reason Oregon's uniforms took off, because it happened at the same time where they got really good at football. When Chip Kelly got out there and they started winning games and they started running the blur offense, if they were just wearing tight uniforms and getting whooped up on, I don't think anybody would care about what they were wearing. The chrome helmets are worn by other schools like Kansas and other ones around the country, and you see them and you kind of go, meh. But Oregon's number one in the country, so what they're wearing, I think, gets the attention for the right reasons. But right now, you've got the players on the field at Notre Dame. There's 48 minutes and 29 seconds. You'll notice that I'm doing a lot of talking. It's because Buck has broken things in the producer's chair, so we may or may not have him. He gives us Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and then he bounces out on us. It's just such an embarrassing move.
Nothing's broken. I'm just fixing something.
I know. Well, wait. So if it's not broken, then how do you fix it?
Hasn't broken yet.
So he's potentially broken something on the final segment. So anyways, we're going to have a Scarlet out tomorrow. So unfortunately, the Buckeyes will have the worst uniforms. Since Buck is caught up with things, let's go ahead and take a look at the NFL schedule this weekend. If you haven't seen it, since I'm just sitting here talking to myself until Buckley can get back. So with the playoff, now this is terrible radio, Ryan Buckley.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to make sure we can get to the football game after this.
Oh, you really? That's what you did?
I'll give you a little bit of a peek behind the curtain
here. Yes, because I'd like to know what's going on.
Well, the...
I'm just watching. I'm like literally trying to do three things at the same time.
Well, the whole YouTube is watching me on the phone as well. So.
Oh, which is... Well, there you go. Then you can let them do it.
Well, basically, the spot at the end of our show was not going to feed directly into the game. I needed to move that so that was going to be the case. In doing so, I actually accidentally deleted that command, and I need to get it back now, and I don't have the authority to do that. So I am reaching out to one Jason Swigard for his assistance.
And Joey's not here, so...
Well, I'm going to call him next. But that's why I'm not talking with you. I'm talking with them.
Well, that makes sense. So I'm hung out a little bit to dry, and you're listening along, but thank you, Buckley, for the update. So apparently we should have the game. We'll get it all figured out. But it looks like the field looks clear at Notre Dame. It looks like it's nice and cold, but you've got the players warming up on the field. And Buckley was making the comment how good the Notre Dame classic Navy jerseys, gold pants, gold helmets. I just cannot wait for this tournament to actually get underway and get going on. So if you're listening and you've got any thoughts about OSU being terrible, I'm just trying to read the text line over here, and it looks like, yeah, the red uniforms on the field are hideous, and they look tangerine, and they are hard on your eyes. And they're going to be playing against Tennessee, who always looks great. So it's going to be something very disappointing to watch. So what we're doing right now is just hoping that Buckley can get the game back on so we can broadcast it here on the fan. So if you're stuck out on the road, you can do that. And we'll just kind of go from there. So this is...
I'm on the phone with Swag right now.
Hey, Swag, what's happening, bud?
Yeah, I don't think he can hear you because my microphone's on, but Luke says hi, Swag. He says okay.
All right. Is this something we're going to be able to fix? Is this a simple command? Just a matter of doing it. All right. Well, now he's back with Swag. So he's doing more important things. One of the challenges of doing a two-man show when you have producer and host only is...
We're back.
Yeah,
it's all everything's fine. It's all good.
All right, we got it fixed.
Got about 45 seconds.
One of the best radio segments I think I've ever done is, hey, and the best part is you brought up a topic.
Yeah.
In the break. And then I wanted to talk to you about it, and then you disappeared for the whole thing.
Yep.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for that. It was a fun
for
way to
the boat
end
afloat.
Things.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I do what I can. Just say words until I'm back. Have everybody have a merry, merry Christmas. I'll be back after the holiday. After the new year, it will be my next show. But for now, I'm done. Bye-bye.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth with the Stink of Truth podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stink of Truth podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.